I didn't get a chance to see you there. I know you were there. I know you played, and that's all I heard. So I don't know how you did. I never saw you as a golfer. I didn't know you were a golfer.
Well, by the way I played, no one else would know that either.
Pretty bad.
But I did play in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. Had a lot of fun. I played okay. I'm a hack like so many others out there because I don't take the time or make the time to play as much as I need to get better. But I enjoyed it immensely, and I stayed down there for the rest of the weekend. And what an event for West Virginia. And I'll answer your question that you opened your show with, and I think Jim Justice got a large bump from having and hosting the golf tournament, and deservedly so. He's putting a lot of his own time and money into it and really presenting West Virginia in a positive light.
Are you on board with Justice, or, you know, Kessler's in this thing obviously too, or have you gone on record with either one of the candidates, or are you just making an observation about the impact on Justice's campaign?
Well, I'm certainly making an observation on Justice's campaign, but I'm supporting Jim Justice, and I say that because I believe strongly that at the end of the day, he's the strongest candidate for the Democratic Party based upon what he has done for the state of West Virginia and reinvesting his own money and significant sums of it back into West Virginia when he could have just taken his money and gone to Florida, built a mansion, and lived happily ever after. I think his actions speak louder than words, and I think he's going to be our nominee, and I think he's going to be our next governor.
All right. What are you going to do in 2016? There's been a lot of talk about whether or not you would run for reelection. There was talk you were thinking about running for Congress in West Virginia 1, maybe even county commission. Somebody floated out there. Do you have your plans firmed up for 2016?
I don't have my plans firmed up quite yet, Hoppy. I tend to do that just after Labor Day. And I say that because every time there's an election rolling around, you have to do some soul searching with yourself and with your family and with your constituents as to, A, is the desire to serve in public office still there? And number two, and perhaps most importantly, is the desire of your constituents to have you serve in public office there? And so I'm still rolling that around. I'm leaning strongly towards running again for re-election to the House of Delegates, but I have to tell you, a lot of people have approached me about running for various other public offices. Congress was one of them. A county commission is one of them, locally here in Harrison County. Attorney General has been one that people have approached me about. And so I'll make my decision final just after the Labor Day holiday. And quite frankly, Hoppy, one of the things I mentioned to you this morning when you we spoke briefly, my wife and I have looked into possibly becoming foster parents. And I'll be honest with you, if that happens, I probably won't serve in politics because I think family comes before politics. And so that I don't know how likely that is. That was driven by in a story we read in one of the Charleston papers about 6 or 8 weeks ago where 4 kids needed a home and to be adopted. And we inquired, but we were told we have to be foster parents and take certain classes. And so I don't know where that will lead us. But right now my mind isn't made up, but I'm leaning strongly towards running for re-election to the House of Delegates. I enjoy serving at the state level, making public policy.
Well, if you did the foster parent thing, that would be another kind of and certainly very valuable service. I mean, I know that parents are paid for that, but it's not a ton. I mean, I think that would be a very valuable service if you and your wife decide to do that. That would be admirable.
I didn't even know they got paid, to be honest with you.
I think they, yeah, I think you do, I think. I don't know, but I don't mean get paid, but I think that there is compensation for the. I think anyway, I'll have to check that out. But anyway, it'd be a nice gesture. But that's a personal decision you and your wife have to make, and that's fine. But so you have some personal considerations, and if you do the foster parent thing, you may not run for office. If you do run for office, you'll probably run for re-election in the House. Is that all fair to say?
That's all fair to say. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about hashtag FTDR.
And I had to look that up this morning, Hoppy, to figure out what that stood for.
Well, you must be. Then you're not listening on a daily basis to talk on. You're probably just trying to make a living. But, you know, Tim, what are we going to do about the roads? I know you're hearing about it every day.
I am. I have to tell you, in my 11 years that I've served in the legislature, I've never seen the roads in this bad a shape, and I've never gotten more calls and complaints and communications from constituents about the roads being in such poor shape. I mean, and there are various parts of municipalities that look like minefields. Now, the question is, how do we address the road problem? So far, all I've heard from folks is that we need to raise fees and or raise taxes. But there is one alternative mechanism, Hoppy, that didn't get much traction in last legislative session, but has been pushed by the Monongalia County Commission and the Monongalia County and Morgantown Chamber of Commerce through Dan Kimball and Frank Vitale, about creating what amounts to a county home rule that would allow counties to increase the transportation and use tax, much like municipalities are able to do now who have home rule status, and use that money locally there in the county to build roads and bridges and maintain the roads they have. And I think if we don't have the political will or courage to make some tough decisions in Charleston, which I don't think we'll have, I think we need to at least allow counties at the local level to take some steps to repair their own roads, which they now don't have that opportunity to do.
That's a good point about what they've been talking about in Montague County. Now, in Montague County, that proposal initially, Tim, as you probably know, was to just let the commission make the decision whether or not to impose the tax and do the roads. And there was concern that, well, that would seem like just, you know, two of three commissioners deciding to raise a tax. Why not have a countywide vote? Do you believe that the legislature should give the authority to county commissions to simply impose a tax or fee to build roads, or should it be a countywide vote, in your opinion?
I think that the authority should rest with the county commissioners, and here's why. They are elected by the people, and they know whatever decision they make, there will be consequences with. And if they think that their constituents don't want them to vote for a tax increase to fix the roads at the local level, then they won't vote for it. If they do, then I assume that's being done because they believe there's the political will of their constituents to do so. But the problem is you can't govern, I don't think, by the masses. You can't make decision by the masses. They elect you to make tough decisions. And if you make the wrong tough decision, they have the opportunity to vote you out. But I think you're in office to make tough decisions, and I think you should do so. And you have to run with the consequences that come from your decisions.
House Minority Leader Tim Armstead with his Democrat from Harrison County. So you don't believe that there is the political will, there's going to be the political will in 2016 to raise any taxes or fees at the state level to put toward roads?
I don't, and here's why. Number one, with regard to raising certain fees, there was a bill 4 or 5 years ago when several people under the Capitol Dome were running for governor, and Governor Tomlin was then acting governor. But there was a bill that was being pushed by, I believe, the Department of Highways to raise certain DMV fees and would have raised, I believe, around $90 million or so. Well, the Senate passed it, the House passed it, it got down to the acting governor's desk, and he vetoed it. And that the vote that people made supporting that bill that increased some fees to raise the money for roads was used in the following election against those people who voted for it. And I can just tell you, Hoppy, that those, certainly the Democrats with whom I've spoken to, who voted for it then, will never vote for that type of bill again because of what happened to them, both by the governor, his agency, his executive agency pushing for it, and then he vetoed it later, then it was used against them in the next election. They won't vote for that, I can tell you. And as far as raising taxes, I don't think you'd get very many Republicans or Democrats supporting raising taxes. I could be wrong. Now, as you know, Jim Morgan and more recently Patsy Trikos, my colleague from Harrison, have proposed increasing the sales tax by 1 cent, I think, for a limited period of time, 4 or 5 years, that would raise a couple $100 million each year and hopefully solve the problem. But I don't know that there's the political will to do that either.
Well, those are interesting observations, especially the one about you think a lot of Democrats would be hesitant because the governor did, in fact. And people got to understand that that's how it works sometime on the Capitol Dome is everybody, it's a political body. I get that. There's nothing wrong with that. And people want to know that if they're on board with something that's controversial, what are others coming with them? So they have their flank protected a little bit. And they felt when the governor vetoed that, and I think it was around election time, or it was an election year, that they felt kind of left, hung out to dry on that particular vote.
They did. And I haven't had any conversations with Governor Tomlin on this matter since the Blue Ribbon Commission came out with its recommendations. And I assume that he'll be talking to a lot of us. But I would tell him the same thing I just told you, Hoppy.
Yeah. Tim Miley's with us, the House Minority Leader, Democrat from Harrison County. Do you think, given what you've just said about the roads, and you are supportive of an idea to empower county commissions to have a form of home rule where they can impose a tax or fee and build roads locally, maybe get some matching funding, money from the state or however that would work, do you think right. that the kind of work that needs to be done in West Virginia can be done without raising any tax or fee statewide, like a DMV fee or sales tax on vehicles that are sold or moving money over from the general fund?
I don't think so, Hoppy. And I say that because the roads are in such horrible shape that I don't know that we can just continue to patch our way along without raising substantial funding to do significant reworking and rebuilding of the roads we have. I mean, this patchwork effort is not working. And one more thing, Hoppy, I'd mm-hmm. like to say.
Yeah.
I know here in District 4 in Harrison County, there's 40 to 60 openings in the DOH office. If I were the governor, I would have crews out 24/7, even with the spotlights at night, at midnight, patching these roads and maintaining these roads. So at the very least, you give the constituents and the citizens of this state the impression that you recognize the seriousness of it and you're doing all you can to work around the clock. I'm not seeing that, and that's disturbing to me, because at least you can get the confidence of the people knowing that it's on your radar, it's top of your priority list, and that in time you'll get around to their road. But I tell you, with that many openings just in this district alone, we don't have the manpower to even get the work done, even if we wanted to, it seems like. So that concerns me, and I think that needs addressed.
Tim Miley, House Minority Leader, Democrat, Harrison County. Thanks, Tim. Good to talk to you.
Take care, Hoppy. You too.
All right. Tim Miley, who...